Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Hello?
Hi, is that Margaret?
Yes, hi.
Hi, it's Francesca from INS Law calling about your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yes.
Is now a good time to talk?
Well, I'm actually at work, so it depends how long we're talking about.
It can take between 20 and 30 minutes.
Ah, right. No, I'll have to rearrange that.
Yeah, no worries. That's
so
okay.
Initially, can you give me a couple of wee details? Am I talking it over the phone with yourself? I thought there might have been an application process.
Yeah, so in regards to the application, so on this phone call, so that's where we would go through, so we'd cover all of our information, our compliance info, let you know your options of how to apply, and then we work through the application with you. So we take some details about you just generally, so date of birth, address, and then your past, so address before care, your care settings, and then some short statements. And then that is the initial application that gets sent to Redress. And then once we hear back from them, that's when we build up your application. So we then start gathering all of your records, any evidence, and then we book in a witness statement with yourself, which will be similar to what we did today, just longer with more focused questions. But the initial call is just to cover all of the information that we have to give to you and then take some details off you.
Right, got you what you're saying. So what witnesses are you referring to?
What was that, sorry?
I'm saying you said witness statements.
Yeah, so the witness statement, so it's with yourself and one of my colleagues. So once we have all your details, then we write up your statements, we gather all your records, make sure we have all the details, so like the time frame, any evidence then, and then we... There's questions about before, during, and then the effect it's had on you after. If you like as well, you can also pick someone to do a supporting witness statement. So say if anyone's witnessed how it's affected you after care or during care, if anyone witnessed it, you can also get those in just to add more to the application, but it's not necessary. It's your choice.
Right.
So that is done a few months down the line once you've gathered your records. As it can take about 3 weeks of redress to get back to us, as they've got a massive backlog at the moment. And then some institutions then can take 2 months. So after the call today, you won't have to do anything for quite some time while we work in the background to gather everything for you.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's just that I'm trying to recall back dates. Roughly, I would have to give you within a certain, what I'm trying to say is I can remember, but I'm trying to work out the year it would be, so it would be 74 or 75.
Yeah, so that's absolutely fine.
That would be initially I first went into care for section 47.
Yeah, so as long as...
41B.
Yeah.
So it would be either then, and then I can remember moving from that home, then going to another children's home.
Yeah, so as long as you've got
I was in
a little memory,
seven. I remember starting secondary at 77, so I would have been at the other children's home at 76, so I could have went as early 75, and the other one was 74 into 75, because it was continuous care.
Yeah, so
it's
what we
just
do. That's absolutely fine.
What's these dates?
Yeah, so
but
as long as we have an estimate,
case,
it's absolutely fine.
In my case, it was more mental and physical abuse rather than sexual. There was no sexual abuse,
no.
And I wasn't very sure if people are interested in that.
Oh, no, we
more
we
high
we
to sexual.
No, we cover all forms.
Yes,
no,
that's fine.
Some people just send applications off based solely on mental and verbal. It doesn't even need to be physical. Mental abuse can have such a toll, take such a toll on your life. So it's definitely, it definitely counts.
That's fine. Yeah. I just, because for months I probably had quite a lot of calls from Redress in Historic Scotland, but I've never, probably about a year.
Yeah.
You kind of just keep avoiding it and saying, and then you start thinking, well, what is this? And I kind of looked and I thought, well, no harm done. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Exactly.
You open up things that were in your childhood.
Yeah.
You tend to have moved past. Because I'm nearly 60 now, so you kind of, just move on.
Yeah, it is what we do. So with the statements, we'll do it at your own pace. You share what you feel comfortable with. if you like as well, so what you tell, and then you can send over, if you recall something, say next month, just send it to us. And then when it comes to the witness statement, then you don't have to try and remember everything at once. If you'd want to add anything in at a later date, like if we were completely at your own pace.
That's lovely. That's fine.
Yeah.
So I am working today. I'm working on Monday, but I finish at 10:30 on Tuesday.
Yeah,
so I can go to a safe space on Tuesday and we can do this conversation then.
Yeah,
That would be excellent.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'll do now, if you have a couple of minutes, would I just be able to take some basic details off you?
Yes, that's fine.
Yeah. So would I just be able to confirm your full name?
Yes, it's Mrs. Margaret Moore.
Okay.
And in children care, it was Clark, Margaret Clark.
Margaret Clark.
That's my maiden name.
And your date of birth?
21/8/1966.
And your current address?
My current address is 56 Collington Mains Grove in Edinburgh. EH139DQ is the postcode.
Okay, fab. Thank you very much. So what I'll do is I will give you a call on Tuesday. Would 11 o'clock be okay?
If you make about 11:30 for me to get to that safe space.
Yeah, of course. That's absolutely no problem, okay? I will give you a call on Tuesday, okay?
That's lovely. That's fine. It's just that I wasn't going to answer this. It's just my phone detects suspicious spam. And
this
phoned me a few times and I've kind of had a voicemail and that. And then when it came up, it said suspicious spam. And I thought, I'm sure that's that same number that's been trying to call me before.
Yeah.
And that's why I answered.
Yeah, no, it's definitely worse.
Because 9 times out of 10, it says suspicious spam.
It is.
Spam,
yeah,
and then you answer it. And it's some foreigner trying to ask you silly questions.
Yeah.
You try and say yes and no, and you're like, don't think so, bye.
Yes,
I can. Down.
No,
so,
thank you. But yeah, I'd definitely save the number if I was you, because it happens quite a lot with us.
I'll put you under ILC, did you say?
INS.
INS.
Yeah, my name's Francesca as well.
Oh, okay, then. I'll do that now. Add it to my contact, so if it rings, that's what's coming up. Okay, lovely. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
See you Tuesday.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.